The Transport and Mining Ministry is crafting a stronger policy framework for the Jamaica Shipping Registry to make it more beneficial and attractive for ships to register under the Jamaican flag. The Shipping Registry is a system where a ship is documented under the nationality of a country and then given the nationality of that country for which it is registered. For example, if a ship is registered under the Jamaican flag, the ship becomes Jamaican. The policy framework provides the benefits persons can enjoy while having their ships registered under a flag, and in this case, the Jamaican flag. Ships registered and sailing under the Jamaican flag are likely to benefit from tax breaks, as they are only required to pay a one-time registration fee and an annual fee called a tonnage fee. Another benefit allows ship owners to use crews of other nationalities, not just Jamaicans, in comparison to a country such as the United States, which requires the use of Americans, which tends to be more expensive. Representing Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry, his special advisor Bindley Sangster says the registry is being worked on as global conditions continue to evolve.
There are some legislative things that we have to do to make us more competitive with the other dynamic and aggressive ship registries throughout the world. We are working on that part of it. So we will be putting in place the policy framework that will make us competitive. We have a framework. We need to tweak it as we become more sensitive to the global conditions. But we really need the impetus of the shipping fraternity here in Jamaica to help us sell the knowledge of and the benefits of the ship registry.
Mr. Sangster says, although a framework exists, more work is required as well as support from the shipping fraternity in Jamaica to help sell the knowledge and the benefits of the registry.
We really want to build our ship registry here in Jamaica. And we ask you, we appeal to you, we beseech you to assist us as you walk the halls of marine transportation throughout the world to help us to create a dynamic ship registry here in Jamaica. It will benefit you, it will benefit us, and it will benefit the Caribbean.
Mr. Sangster was speaking at the recent launch of Pass Cargo Jamaica Limited. Pass Cargo is a freight company recognized among the top 10 serving the Caribbean and Latin America. The company started in Trinidad and Tobago and is now headquartered in the United States. It coordinates land, air, and sea transportation services from all zip codes in North America to commercial and industrial customers throughout the Caribbean and Latin American region. Mr. Sangster is expecting that the pass will bring more cargo to Jamaica, which means more employment and more customs duties. It is also hoped that Pass Cargo will bring more transfer of goods from member states in the Caribbean. And Managing Director of Pass Cargo Jamaica Limited, Leslie Baugh, says the company's passion and intense devotion in its suite of services distinguishes it from other freight companies. He says the company offers a full logistics management profile, which includes brokerage, delivery, and shipping, among others. President of Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says Pass Cargo's presence signals another step in the development of a logistics-centered Jamaican economy.
As we seek to offer greater logistic efficiencies to markets in the region, especially with the expansion of the Panama Canal, Jamaica is poised to benefit from new and innovative commercial ventures. The development of Jamaica as a major logistics hub will not only satisfy the demand for global standard logistics capacity, but also serve the eastern seaboard of the United States. Pass Cargo's emergence is quite timely. Your presence can only signify a winning partnership for Jamaica.
She says the dredging of the Kingston Harbor to accommodate post-Panamax vessels is slated to get underway this year with an approximate investment of $150 million in the project. She also pointed to the upgrades of cruise piers by the Port Authority of Jamaica, which she notes has implications for tourism and logistics.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.